Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from the National Association of Broadcasters Conference in Las Vegas, and I'm excited to be with Jim Blakely, Visual Cloud Computing General Manager at Intel. Welcome back, Jim.
Thanks, Allison. It's good to be back.
So you've been on the program many times before, and we've been talking about this thing called Visual Cloud, but wow, it's really exploded since the last time we talked. Tell me a little bit about the Visual Cloud, what we mean by that term at Intel, and why we're at the National Association of Broadcasters Conference.
Visual Cloud is really three main areas of focus for us at Intel. Visual Cloud focuses primarily these days on media content creation and delivery, certainly the largest of the market opportunities in the space. But also there's good opportunities in cloud graphics, the display of screens from the cloud effectively, so gaming and virtual desktops, virtual workstations. And then the third, which has really taken off in the last year or so, has been around visual understanding. So the ability to apply deep learning, machine learning technologies to be able to do image recognition, video recognition. We're also seeing a new wave of visual cloud applications in the augmented reality, virtual reality, and what we refer to in Intel as immersive experiences for video.
Now, it seems like the entire industry is focused on this space. We've got a lot around how to drive visual experiences into the home, into screens around the world. Can you tell me why you think that right now is the time that the industry really has converged on this topic?
I think it's a convergence of technology capabilities that have sort of come to a relative maturity over the last couple of years. The first is really cloud computing and the ability to very, very easily and scalably grow compute capabilities. That really unlocks a whole lot of development capabilities for people who just want to try new ideas. So cloud has been very big. The second has been, you know, a growth in visual computing technologies. I mentioned deep learning technologies, but also in the media transcoding and the media processing space as well over the last couple of years, and the ability of devices to be able to handle the different technologies and to emerge and to address different opportunities. Things like, you know, video captured from drones is certainly wasn't something that we were seeing a couple of years ago. Even GoPro cameras were very unique a couple of years ago. And then the final one is really video is big, and so it requires lots of bandwidth in the networks and requires lots of storage capability. And the availability of bandwidth and the growth of storage capacity in cloud environments has really helped to catalyze Visual Cloud.
Seems to be a lot of sports-centric thinking about delivery of content via various channels, various ways to deliver that content to the consumer. And Intel made an interesting investment in a technology called Replay. Can you tell me about that?
A couple months ago, we acquired a company called Replay Technologies that does a very unique sports application, although it's not strictly isolated to sports. What they do is go into stadium environments or venue environments, could be a concert hall as well, and place cameras around the stadium to capture basically a 360-degree video capture of the entire stadium. And then they turn that into a 3D model of the action. And right now, that's predominantly used to create 3D views that you can rotate around for replays from the broadcast booth. But we see that growing over time to other use cases that allow consumers to create and manipulate their own 3D content going forward. But also in the future for things like musical performances or other sort of public events where it increases the feeling of immersion in the experience by creating that 3D view.
Now, you talked about deep learning and visualization of analysis from deep learning. Why is that becoming a focus at the same time?
You know, the sort of concepts of using neural networks to process information have been around for probably close to 30 years. But just over the last several years, there have been some great breakthroughs in the algorithmic improvements, the compute power improvements, and the massive amounts of data. There's just been some enormous breakthroughs in the performance of those algorithms in the last 2 to 3 years. And so that's really driving their maturity much quicker than you would normally see for a technology like that. And image recognition, video recognition, speech recognition are very, very compelling applications. And so there's a pent-up demand for the kinds of things you can do with deep learning.
What is Intel displaying this week, and how does that fit in with our larger strategy in terms of technology investment?
We focused for this show a lot on highlighting some of our partners and customers that are using the technology that we have been working on in the visual cloud space for the last few years. Two primary technologies in that space are QuickSync video technology and Iris Pro graphics. And this year, we're highlighting, you know, many of the partners who built solutions in production deployments on those solutions. They tend to be media transcoding for scaling and high density. It's really exciting for me to see the kinds of things that they're doing with that technology, things that we never foresaw.
When you look at the products that we're bringing to market, we've got the Xeon E3 series with Iris Pro graphics. We also have the Intel VCA. Can you tell me about how we view those two products working together?
Sure. The Intel VCA, or Visual Compute Accelerator card, is a plug-in card that goes into a standard server chassis. It actually takes three of our Xeon E3 processors and packages it into a single card. So basically, it's a way of packing those core technologies, the E3 with Iris Pro graphics and QuickSync video, putting three of them into a very, very small form factor and enable people to use those technologies. So we view it as one of the many product hardware solutions that can be used to create applications in the space. But we have partnerships with many other suppliers, and there are many OEMs that produce servers that contain those technologies as well.
Tell me about the things at NAB that you're most excited about seeing.
Well, I'll say one of the big things that I see happening in the industry this year is the emergence of live over-the-top video. You know, just in the last few months, we've seen a lot of announcements around live sports, live events, live broadcasts for enterprises who want to do broad streaming of corporate events or other kinds of investor relations live streaming. That wasn't so strong last year. This year, it's very, very visible, very, very intense, and growing substantially.
Where do you think we're going to be looking next year in terms of the next major breakthrough from a standpoint of the industry coalescing around a key opportunity?
I think we will see the increasing importance of what we think of as immersive video experiences. So things that incorporate both some intense consumer experience like sports, music or arts or what have you, with 3D imaging, 3D scene reconstruction, augmented reality kinds of applications, as well as 360-degree video display. I think that's the thing that we'll be looking back a year from now and going, wow, that went faster than we expected it to.
Well, as a consumer of all of this great content, thank you for your and your team's efforts to bring us more live, immersive experiences. If folks want to find out more information about what you've been talking about today, where can they go for more data?
Intel.com/visualcloud. That's where we put most of the information we have, both what's going on with Intel and also what's going on with our partners.
Thanks so much for being on the program today. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.